Welcome to the LRQA Food Assurance Podcast Series. This episode features Catherine Francois, the Director of Food Safety Programs for the Consumer Goods Forum. Catherine is one of the food sector's most influential figures in the area of food standards and schemes. She has played an integral part in the Global Food Safety Initiative, GFSI, and their work on harmonising global food safety guidelines. We interviewed Catherine following the Global Food Safety Conference in Washington, D.C., and Catherine started off by telling us some of the history behind the GFSI.
Back in the year 2000, food safety was very much top of mind with consumers around the world. There'd been a whole series of several high-profile recalls, quarantines, and a lot of negative publicity, in addition to food safety scares such as BSE, dioxins, and that sort of thing. And the GFSI is actually managed by the Consumer Goods Forum, which is an international food business association working with retailers and manufacturers from around the world. And their CEOs really took the decision that consumer trust needed to be strengthened, it needed to be maintained, and at the same time the supply chain needed to be made safer, and they saw the ideal way to do that was really through the harmonization of food safety standards, which could at the same time also drive cost efficiency for businesses, and that's really why the Global Food Safety Initiative was created back in 2000.
She also talked about the process that the GFSI has gone through in harmonising the world's multiple food safety standards and schemes.
If we go back to 2000, I think it's also very fair to say that a lot of companies had their own internal food safety schemes, and we were actually seeing the migration of these internal schemes into national or regional schemes. For example, the British retailers all came together and decided to create one single food safety scheme for the UK. And this was also happening in other parts of the world, such as with SQF. And so when we started the Global Food Safety Initiative back in 2000, what we actually started to do was look at about 200 different food safety schemes that existed around the world. And we looked at various options, including one being, could we perhaps try to create one single food safety standard that could be used internationally? And after a lot of discussion and debate, we decided that this actually would be very difficult to implement because of cultural differences, because of historical differences. And so we decided to move towards a benchmarking model. And essentially, what we put into place, and which is our key tool within the Global Food Safety Initiative, is our guidance document. And the guidance document is really all of the requirements that the food safety world believed to be absolutely fundamental in managing food safety. And these are the requirements that we use to benchmark existing food safety schemes and standards to make sure that they meet these requirements, and then we can communicate on the outcome and determine the equivalence of these schemes to the guidance document.
Catherine is also responsible for the Global Food Safety Conference. She talked about the conference, including this year's Washington, D.C. event.
The Global Food Safety Conference was launched in 2001. It's really the platform whereby we invite all of the different key stakeholders who are involved in food safety to come together to really create a dialogue and also to try to build the foundations and the roadmap for moving forward in terms of how we'd like to see food safety managed around the world. So it's really a platform for bringing together the public and the private sector, but also all of the different stakeholders along the supply chain. And when we started in 2001, we had just over 100 people attending that event, which took place in Geneva. And over the last 9 years, we've actually seen the event grow and develop alongside the food business. And we recently had our conference in Washington with 681 attendees from 39 different countries, so a truly international event. And we very much hope that this will continue to grow as we move forward. And I think we've been able to demonstrate the value of this event, obviously, by providing the opportunity for individuals to come along and to exchange with their peers, to talk about best practice in food safety, and really to learn about the leading edge science and innovation in food safety that's happening right now in our industry. And this is an annual event, and we're very excited to be able to host our next event in London in 2011 from the 16th to the 18th of February. We'll be talking about creating a global food safety culture, and we very much look forward to growing and developing this event, which is going to be our 10th event. It's really going to be a celebration of the last 10 years of the Global Food Safety Initiative.
The GFSI approved the FSSC 22000, the newest global food safety scheme. Catherine talked about the FSSC 22000 and the work between the GFSI and the FSSC team.
As we've been working together with FSSC over the last year or so now, I think it's really been a very productive relationship. We've had a very good dialogue in terms of trying to put together a process for being able to reach the full approval of the FSSC scheme against the GFSI requirements. And I think key to that has obviously been the dialogue with the manufacturers who were really at the beginning of that process, such as Danone, Kraft, Nestle, and Unilever, and who have really been able to build the support within their own communities to get behind the scheme and support that. And as GFSI is a multi-stakeholder initiative, we very much value their input and their contribution into the development of this scheme, and we look forward to working with them moving forward.
Catherine talked about the importance of third-party certification in ensuring global food safety.
Third-party certification is obviously key to the ongoing success of the Global Food Safety Initiative and the schemes that are working within that framework. Obviously, it allows for a consistent approach to be made to certification and to auditing, and also a global approach which can be more cost-effective for businesses. Obviously, there are challenges that need to be overcome. I think the biggest question mark is looking at the question of audit competence. And obviously, we'll be working in the future. One of our key objectives in the future is to be looking at how we can really build a consistent framework for managing audit competence in the future to make sure that third-party certification moving forward continues to be a very credible option for businesses to use when they're managing food safety.
For more information on the Consumer Goods Forum, visit their website at www.mygfsi.com, and for more information on LRQA's food services, visit www.food.lrqa.com.